Greetings and salutations and welcome to Sioux High Blue Devil Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason filling in for Dave Watson on this Thursday night as we have boys basketball from the Carl Parker Memorial Gymnasium in Brimley, Michigan between the Sioux High Blue Devils and the Brimley Bays. Our broadcast engineer back in the 1230 WSOO studios is Frank Blissett, and joining me for color commentating, Ray Bell, back in his old stomping grounds in Brimley. Ray, thanks for making the trek to Brimley, and welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, it's always nice to be out here. I just put my van on cruise control, and it just drove right out here after 16 years of doing it.
You know the route.
Yes, I know
exactly.
The route.
Well, this the second-to-last game of the regular season for the Sioux High Blue Devils. They come in tonight's game with a record of 5-9. The Brimley Bays enter tonight's contest with a record of 4-7. So both teams equal records. What are you looking at as far as this game for Sioux High? What do they got to do tonight to get the victory?
Two players on Brimley that you have to contain. Pomeroy inside. His senior night game, he had a 20-point game. He's very athletic, very tall. He knows how to use his size to his advantage, has a good outside shot, and that young LeBlanc guard can really shoot. So if you've got to contain those two players. And the other thing for Sioux High is continue your offensive execution. They were very efficient on offense against Newberry. They didn't have a lot of wasted possessions, put a lot of points up, and they got the lead, and they did not relinquish that lead.
Sioux High Blue Devil hockey in a broadcast you heard just before our broadcast here tonight, falling to Alpena in their regional semifinal by the score of 3-2. Alpena getting that late goal with less than a minute to play in the third period, so the Sioux High Blue Devil hockey season is over. We're going to take our first break here on our broadcast. When Ray and I come back, we'll look at some of the other scores around the area from the past couple days. You are listening to Sioux High Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason in for Dave Watson on this Thursday night, joined by Ray Bell, as we're just a few minutes away from the opening tip of tonight's boys basketball game between the Brimley Bays and the Sioux High Blue Devils. And Ray, just got notification from Superintendent Tim Hall that the Sioux area schools are closed on Friday and Monday due to increased numbers of COVID and protocol. They're going to be doing a deep cleanse of the buildings, according to Superintendent Tim Hall, this Friday and Monday. They are expecting school to resume back on Tuesday. I should say they're hoping for that. And that bodes the question, Ray, you and I were both talking about it while we went to break. What does that do for athletic contests in the next few days? Because both the Blue Devils boys and girls teams have games tomorrow. You have districts starting on Tuesday, so a lot more questions than answers right now.
Yeah, if I was an athlete playing in today's environment, I'd keep my distance from people, go to practice, go home, and not do a whole lot of extracurricular activities.
Yeah, we still are under a pandemic, and we are seeing numbers increase. So again, good common sense, always a good rule on that one. Looking at some games from yesterday, the Cedarville Trojans swept a varsity basketball doubleheader on Wednesday night. The boys defeated Engadine by the score of 71-33, and the girls, they knocked off Engadine 62-26. Other games tonight going on in girls basketball. The Sioux High Blue Devils are at Newberry in Straits Area Conference, and Engadine visits Rudyard. Pretty light schedule as far as area teams in high school basketball. We already talked about the Sioux High Blue Devil hockey team. They fell at Tawas just about 30 minutes ago to Alpena by the score of 3-2. So the Blue Devils season ends, unfortunately, on a bad note, but a good season overall for the Blue Devils. Certainly, you look at last year's season, Ray, just a couple victories. I think Sioux High had 7 wins this year. So certainly Rick Mackey and that Sioux High Blue Devil hockey program getting back on the right track.
Yeah, and they had a lot of competitive games. Or last year they had some that weren't as competitive. So just a huge step in the right direction. And that's part of athletics. You have ups and downs, and the you figure out what you need to work on to get better, and that's what you do.
Our next Suhai Blue Devil broadcast is scheduled for tomorrow night. Dave Watson will be making the trek down to Petoskey as the Suhai Blue Devil girls will end their regular season at Petoskey. Again, scheduled. We'll have to see as far as what the school closure might have to do to athletic contests, and we'll have that updated tomorrow morning right here on 1230 WSOL with Mark St. Angelo and the morning show. We're going to take our final break here in pregame. When Ray and I come back, we'll have the opening tip of boys basketball from the Carl Parker Memorial Gymnasium in Brimley as Suhai taking on the Brimley Bays. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason in for Dave Watson on this Thursday night, joined by Ray Bell as the opening possession is just about to commence here between the Suhai Blue Devils and Brimley Bays in boys basketball. Starting for the Blue Devils tonight at guard number one, Jake Davey. At forward, number 11, Bennett Swanson. Number 15 at guard for Suhai, Riley Cox. Number 24, Jonah McShane. And number 34, Ryan LaPlante. As the Blue Devils off the opening tip take a shot in the paint. That was Davey. It goes out of bounds. We'll stay with the Blue Devils. Starting for the Brimley Bays at guard, number 10, Caleb Lippinen. At guard, number 12, Graydon Newland. Forward, number 14, Perry LeBlanc. Forward, number 42, John Stegling. And number 52, forward, Brandon Pomeroy. Blue Devils with it left of the lane. Now on the left wing, Suhai with it. Riley Cox gets over to Davey. Now on the right side, McShane. Right of the lane, that's Bennett Swanson. Now a runner in the paint by McShane. No good. McShane gets his own rebound, puts another shot up. That one rattles out. Rebounded by Pomeroy for the Bays.
A good possession by Suhai. A lot of good quality shots and offensive rebounds.
Now Brimley with it. They're going right to left as seen on your radio dial. Now driving along the baseline and putting it in is Perry LeBlanc. He'll shoot a free throw as we have the first foul in this game.
And you got the hometown roll there.
Yes, he did. That foul on Riley Cox. His first, and now Bays will keep possession.
There is no basket.
Waving it off. Okay.
Because I was going to say, what's going on? They got 2 points and
right.
Pounding.
Didn't make a sense there. All right, so no score here early in the first quarter. Brimley with it. LeBlanc over along the far sideline. Blue Devils steal it. Here's Bennett Swanson with it. Now Swanson drives, puts up the right hand off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Steglin. Now here come the Bays. Cross the midcourt line. That's Lippinen over in the far corner. LeBlanc, he launches the three. That one's too strong. Rebound Pomeroy for the Bays. He puts up a shot, and now Brimley has 2 points. Those put in by Pomeroy. It's 2-0 Brimley.
Yeah, and Pomeroy has a good soft touch around the basket.
Now Suhai with it, wearing their road blue jerseys with the white trim. Brimley in their home white jerseys with the blue trim. Now nice pass. McShane underneath. LaPlante gets it over to Davey. He shoots a shot from the corner and hits it. And it's 2-2 with 6:35 in this first quarter.
And Suhai has great passing and efficiency moving that ball for getting good quality shots.
Very spirited crowd here. A good crowd. Not a packed house, but a good and very loud crowd. Now Pomeroy inside off the nice pass. His shot no good. Rebound goes off of Blue Devil. We'll stay with Brimley.
Yeah, Blue Devils got lucky there. That was a chip shot for Pomeroy.
6:21 to play in the first quarter. 2-2 tie. Brimley and Suhai in boys basketball. Now the Bays inbound it. Pomeroy on the left wing to LeBlanc. He shoots a three. No good. Rebound put up and in by Lippinen. He has two, and it's 4-2 Brimley.
Yep, good rebound by Lippinen. He's got a good touch, too.
Now Davey across midcourt line for the Blue Devils. Davey on the right wing to Cox. Now Cox up top to Swanson. Moving over the left wing, Davey. Davey being guarded by Lippinen. Now on the right side, Swanson. Bounce pass inside. LaPlante, nice move. LaPlante puts it up. Too strong. Rebound picked up by Lippinen for the Bays.
And LaPlante, nice move. Brimley's a little taller, but Suhai is much more quicker and athletic in the post.
Now the Bays with it. A turnover quickly here. Swanson one-on-one. Nice move. Stutter step. Puts it up off the glass and in. Beautiful move by Swanson. We're tied at four.
Yes, that would make the highlight reels.
Yes, it would. Now across the midcourt line, the Bays have it. LeBlanc being double-teamed over along the Suhai sideline. Still double-teamed, and we're going to have a timeout by Coach Jacques LeBlanc. 5:23 to play in the first quarter. Good start to this one, Ray. We're tied at four.
Yeah, and on defense, the trap that Suhai just did along the sideline, both lower and upper, Suhai's added in and has really created a lot of turnovers. So then now they can get easy baskets in transition. And once you get some easy baskets, your shooting feels good. You got a nice rhythm going. And I love Suhai on offense. They're moving the ball
they
well
are.
Inside, outside. They're getting great shots. they keep getting shots like that, they're going to have a successful night.
Well, that's one of the things head coach Mike Fitzner, he came here at halftime. We didn't have enough time to play the pregame interview, but he was talking about, you know, things that they want to get right over these next couple games going into district. And that's one of the things he said, unselfish basketball. And I think that's something throughout the year, Ray, I haven't seen a lot of Blue Devil games. You have. It seems like that's been a big improvement with this squad.
Yeah, they have really improved. Getting the ball in the post, making good decisions, kicking the ball out, moving the ball around so the whoever has the best shot is taking the shot.
So off the timeout, the Bays have the ball, 5:23 to play in the first quarter. We're tied at four here at the Carl Parker Memorial Gymnasium in Brimley. Now Newland inbound right in front of the Suhai bench. Newland, cross-court pass stolen by Swanson. That was a dangerous pass, and Swanson just swatted that away.
He's a one-man wrecking crew on defense right
sure
now
is.
For the Sioux.
Now here's Swanson in the paint, and that's going to be a foul inside. That's going to go on Steglin, his first team foul for the Bays.
And kind of one of those accidental fouls. Swanson stopped and said Steglin couldn't.
Now McShane will inbound near sideline, and that one's going to be a kick ball, so we'll do it again. And homecoming festivities between the JV and the varsity game. The JV game was won by the Blue Devils in convincing fashion, 63-16. Brimley just had six players in that game, so obviously it was a pretty tough one for them. Now here's Swanson over to Davey, top of the circle. Now over to Cox on the left wing. Cox, along the baseline to LaPlante. Unselfish basketball again. Cox, left wing three. Yes, sir. Good and ball movement, Ray.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then if you're hitting that outside shot, it's going to open up the inside game.
7-4 Blue Devils, 4:50 to play in this first quarter. Bit of a press applied by the Blue Devils across the midcourt line. Newland now up top to Steglin. Steglin on the right wing to LeBlanc. Now LeBlanc, double team. Nice pass to Pomeroy inside, and he puts it off the glass and in. Pomeroy has four, and it's 7-6 Sioux High.
Yeah, that time the Sioux tried to front Pomeroy, but they had a good pass inside.
Now Davey across the midcourt line for the Blue Devils. A long two, good. And Jake Davey, he's been finding his shot as of late, Dave.
Yes, the last couple of games he's been shooting really well.
I called you Dave, I meant Ray.
That's all right, I'll just go with it.
Now up top of three, Newland. That one short, rebound inside. I think we're going to have a foul before the shot. That's going to go against, I believe, Swanson. That'll be his first team foul, number two.
Yeah, trust me, I've been called worse than Dave.
Me too. Dave's probably traveling up I-75 as we speak. Safe travel, sir. After Suhai losing to Alpena, late goal. The minute left in the third period, Alpena with a 3-2 victory. Now the Bays with it. Near corner, three. That one's off the mark by LeBlanc. Rebound by Swanson. Long outlet pass. A little too strong, but McShane does a good job to keep it, but it goes right to Brimley. Here's Newland with it. Top of the circle on the left wing, LeBlanc. Back to Newland. Thought about the three. Now he'll dribble over along the far sideline. Newland being guarded by Cox. Brimley trailing by three. 3:45 to play. Almost a steal by the Blue Devils. Bays keep it now wide open. Right wing, Newland three. That one off the back iron. Rebound inside. Picked up by the Blue Devils. Here's Swanson one-on-one. Swanson again. Nice move, but he had it blocked nicely there by Newland. Nice defensive play. Quick pass just out of the reach of Pomeroy. We'll go back to the Blue Devils.
Yeah, I think Newland saw Swanson's move from last time and just played it perfectly.
It was almost the same move. And yeah, Newland read that one. Now checking in for the Blue Devils, Carter Oshelski, along with number 10, Hunter Walter.
And when Brimley's on offense, they're going to do a lot of pick and rolls and have the other three players spread out so they can just read and see where the ball should go.
3:25 left in this first quarter, 9-6 in favor of the Blue Devils. Now Oshelski, top of the circle, long two, good. Carter Oshelski nails the two, and it's 11-6 Sioux High.
A nice play by our point guards, taking the shot when they're playing off of them.
Now the Bays will draw a foul, and that's going to be on Walter, his first team foul, number three for the Blue Devils.
One thing with Sioux High, though, they have a lot of players that they play. They can run players in and out and take some fouls just to wear out Brimley on key play positions.
Sioux High leads by 5, 3:10 to play here in the first. Now contact, no call as that pass almost went out of bounds. Kept alive nicely there by Ennis, his first action for the Bays. Now another Blue Devil steal. 11-6 Sioux High in the paint. That's Walter. Nice bounce pass to Swanson. Move underneath. Shot too strong. Rebound picked up by Ennis for the Bays.
And last trip down, Sioux High switched to their 1-3-1 defense.
Now Lippinen in the paint. Left elbow on the baseline, Pomeroy. Now Pomeroy, double team, gets it to Lippinen, his three too strong. Rebound inside, battled for, picked up by the Blue Devils. That's Feebles, his first action for the Blue Devils. 2:30 to play in this first quarter. Blue Devils with the ball, leading 11-6. Olszewski over to Walter. Now Walter in the paint, back outside to Swanson on the right wing. Olszewski, bounce pass inside, right of the lane. Feebles now back out to Olszewski. Olszewski with a tough shot, but he was fouled. Or no. What do we have here, Ray?
I'm guessing offensive foul, a push shot, 22. Oh, must have been Feebles on the screen, must be.
Yep, Feebles, his first team foul number 4. And so now Suhai will apply the full court press. Bays inbound underneath their own basket.
You want to bet at some point LeBlanc will get called for an offensive foul. He's really pushing off, and
yeah,
I'm sure Coach Fitzner is pointing that out.
Now LeBlanc with it, up top, Lippinen, long two, good. Caleb Lippinen with 4, and the Bays cut the lead to 3. It's 11-8 Suhai, 2 minutes left in the first quarter.
Brimley got the ball at the high post, and Sue just let him shoot it.
Now Olszewski, top of the circle, over on the left wing to Davey, up top to Campbell, his first action. Now right of the lane, a shot no good, but that's going to be a foul on number 30, Owen Ennis, as number 22, Vinny Feebles, will shoot the first free throws of the game.
And this is one area that Suhai has really improved. Beginning of the year, they would have passed that ball too soon. It'd be a turnover. This time, they're waiting till the post gets set and can catch the ball.
And as, or rather, check that. That's Feebles' first free throw up and in. So that extends the lead to 12-8. Now checking back in for Suhai, Vinny Feebles will replace Jacob Davey. Second free throw by Feebles up and in. So he drains both. And Suhai leads 13-8, 1:47 to play in this first quarter. Now the Bays with it across the midcourt line. LeBlanc. LeBlanc being guarded by Walter, now between the circles. Over on the far side, LeBlanc still has it. Now LeBlanc, top of the circle, had it swatted over the midcourt line, but the Bays get it. Now Hornstra with it, his first action for the Bays, number 40, Cameron Hornstra. Up to LeBlanc, Brimley slowing it down a bit.
Yep, spread the floor, then they'll probably have someone come up, set a high screen. But this time they'll just drive.
LeBlanc drives. We're going to have another foul before the shot, as that's going to go on, I believe, Walter. And that's his second. So early foul trouble for the Blue Devils, as number 15, Riley Cox, will check in with for Walter with those two fouls, Ray.
Yeah, LeBlanc is really quick, and I think he's kind of, when he gets a chance to use his quickness, he's hurting Suhai.
Now the Bays inbound on the right wing. Lippinen, 3, no good. Rebound inside. I think that went off of Pomeroy. It does. We'll go to the Blue Devils.
Good call.
108 rather, to play in this first quarter. Blue Devils with the ball, leading 13-8. Olszewski across the midcourt line for the Blue Devils. Now bounce pass to Campbell at the free throw line. Cox, right of the lane. Up top, Haller. Dominic Haller's first action, almost lost it, kept it alive. Right of the lane, Campbell. Now Campbell on Pomeroy, double teamed, up top. Here's Haller for the 3, no good. That one short, rebound Campbell for the Blue Devils. Bounce pass to Olszewski on the left wing. 40 seconds left in this first quarter. Now here's Feebles with it. At the left elbow, gets it over to Haller. Now Haller looking inside, will pass it out to Feebles. Feebles now, bounce pass inside. Campbell with the sky hook, no good. Rebound picked up by Pomeroy. 25 seconds left in this first quarter.
Yeah, nice move by Campbell. He's got a good soft touch around the basket.
Bays trail by 5, 15 seconds left. Over at the far corner, Bays have it. That's Newland being guarded nicely now at the free throw line. Lippinen, his shot too strong. Rebound battered around, picked up by the Blue Devils. Now Olszewski with a nice pass to Campbell, but I think Olszewski was fouled, and that's probably not the worst foul for Brimley. That'll go on Graylin because Campbell had a good chance to get a layup.
Yeah, no, that was a great, great foul because it saved 2 points right there.
Third team foul for the Bays in this first half.
And right now, Suhai is running several different set plays, running great offense off of all of their plays they're at running.
4 seconds left. Feebles with it. Looking for Olszewski. He's got to shoot it. He does. Has it blocked again by Newland after one quarter. It's Suhai 13, Brimley 8 in boys basketball. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason in for Dave Watson on this Thursday night, along with Ray Bell. Boys basketball in Brimley after one quarter of play. The Suhai Blue Devils lead the Brimley Bays by the score of 13-8, and Brimley will have the ball to start the second quarter.
and Suhai's been doing a great job of playing defense and running their offense effectively.
Now the Bays with it on the right wing. LeBlanc, nice pass inside. Pomeroy just a little out of his reach, though. Pomeroy gets it back in the paint, puts a right-handed shot up and rattles it in. Pomeroy with six to lead all scorers, and the Bays trail by three.
And he came off a 20-point game the other night, so he's playing really well for Brimley.
Now Olszewski with it for the Blue Devils. Being guarded by Newland. Now Campbell sets the screen. Olszewski in the paint, gets it out to Cox. Riley Cox left of the lane, puts up the runner off the glass, no good. Rebound. Battled for, picked up by Cox for the Blue Devils. He gets it up to Feebles. Now Feebles with the long two. That one's no good. Rebound picked up by Newland for the Bays.
And Suhai's spacing on that set was not really very, very good at all.
Brimley with it, trailing 13-10, 7 minutes left in this second quarter, and that's going to be a foul on Campbell on the drive by number 14, Perry LeBlanc. First foul for Campbell, and that'll send Brimley to the free throw line for the first time.
And LeBlanc is a smart player. He saw that Campbell was stumbling, and he went right in him and drew the foul.
So at the line for Brimley, number 14, Perry LeBlanc, shooting two free throws, missing the first. Pomeroy has 6 points for the Bays to lead them right now. Jacob Davey with four for the Blue Devils. Second free throw, no good, so he misses them both. Rebound picked up by LeBlanc, does a good job to get his own rebound.
Yeah, Suhai has the box out. They step towards the basket, and the ball bounced over their head.
Now Lippinen with the ball for Brimley at the midcourt line, along the sideline, drawing the double team, getting it out to Newland. Now Newland right of the lane, drives, puts up a shot. That's going to be another foul on Campbell. That's his second, and already, Ray, the seventh team foul for the Blue Devils, so the Bays could get to the line a lot here in this first half.
Yeah, Brimley's done a good job of dribbling, attacking the basket and going into the body of the Sioux and making the officials make a call.
So at the line, number 12, Graydon Newland shooting two. First free throw up and in, cutting the lead to 13-11. Now checking back in for Suhai, number one, Jacob Davey, and number 34, Ryan LaPlante.
Good substitution. Davey's got the hot hand, and LaPlante does a very good job of scoring inside and passing.
Newland's second free throw, no good. So Brimley, 1 of 4 from the charity stripe. 13-11, Suhai, 6:40 to play in the second quarter. Suhai's led throughout this game. Now Olszewski with it on the left wing. Bounce pass inside, Feebles. Feebles back out to Davey on the right wing. Now Davey drives. Underhanded scoop shot, no good. Rebound picked up by Pomeroy for the Bays.
Good lane, nice action. They get a great look there for Suhai.
Now Newland across the midcourt line with the right-handed dribble, switching hands. Newland drawing the double team again up to LeBlanc. Now LeBlanc at the free throw line on the left wing, Lippinen. Lippinen being guarded by Olszewski. Now a screen set there by Hill. He gets the ball. Alec Hill on the left wing for Brimley. Inside, that's LeBlanc. At the free throw line, bounce pass over to Newland along the baseline. Gets it to Pomeroy. Good ball movement, but Pomeroy misses. Another chance misses. Third time is a charm. That one hung on the rim for about 2 seconds and goes in.
Yes.
And now we're going to have a timeout by Coach Mike Fitzner as the Brimley fans getting into this one, Ray. 5:46 to play in the second quarter. We got a 13-13 tie.
Yeah, it's about at least 5 points in a row for Brimley. The last part of the first quarter, Sue had some bad possessions. They didn't have good floor balance. The shots weren't that great. They did come out with the last substitution, and they've gotten a couple of better shots. In that sequence on defense, they made a trap. Someone's got to slide down and take the pass away from Pomeroy. No one slid down. It was, you called it, they made a great pass, and everybody's got to move on defense. You're all working as one.
We are scheduled to have Suhai girls basketball tomorrow night in Petoskey. Dave Watson will have the call of that one on 1230 WSO. Again, with the Sioux schools closures on Friday and Monday, which was just announced by Superintendent Tim Hall just about an hour ago. We're unsure as far as if those athletic contests on those days are canceled, but if they're not, we'll have the game with Dave around 7 o'clock pregame right here on 1230 WSOO. Suhai with the ball off the timeout, 5:40 to play in the second quarter. We're tied at 13. Now underneath, swatted away there by Pomeroy on the chance by Cox.
Yeah, great block. A little bad pass there, but a great block by Pomeroy.
Brimley looking for their first lead of the night. They have the ball. We're tied at 13. Now Pomeroy, left wing three, no good. Rebound inside. I think that's going to be a foul on Brimley. That's going to go against Hill his first team foul number four.
Pomeroy loves to shoot.
He does.
All big guys love to shoot threes.
And they're good when they go in. When they don't, coach probably has some words.
Yes.
Now Olszewski across the midcourt line for the Blue Devils. We're tied at 13, 5:15 to play in the second quarter. Feebles over to Olszewski on the left wing. Olszewski with the ball. Now looking, getting it over to Cox. Now Cox, left elbow, will back it out. Back to the midcourt line, Feebles. Davey at the center circle. Suhai setting up their offense. And been able to move the ball as well as they did in the first quarter. I think Brimley's made some adjustments. Now here's a chance inside, a shot off the back iron, no Feebles. And we're going to have a foul off the rebound, and that's going to go against LaPlante. That'll be his first team foul number eight.
Yeah, Brimley has adjusted, and sometimes when the Sioux goes into funks, as they start to substitute players, they start to get off rhythm. In theory, no matter who you stuck in, you should know what's going to go on, and you should all just work as one. But when the Sioux struggles, that's usually when it happens.
At the line for Brimley, number 32, Alec Hill. He'll shoot two free throws, or no, it'll be a 1-1 with the eighth foul.
Yep.
First free throw up. That one's no good. So the Bays 1 of 5 from the free throw line, but Pomeroy gets the rebound. Brimley looking for their first lead. LeBlanc left of the lane, shot too strong. Rebound picked up by Hill. Now Hill another chance. No good. We're going to have a foul underneath. And I think that's going to go against the Bays, Ray.
I think so. If I was going to Pomeroy,
yep,
I believe.
That's his first team foul number 5 for Brimley. 4:36 to play in this second quarter. We have a 13-13 tie.
And Suhai needs to get a good shot this possession.
Yeah, they haven't scored in a while. Up top, Swanson. Swanson on the right wing to Olszewski, looking inside. Now get it out to Davey. Davey launches the three. That one off the back iron. Rebound inside. Swanson for the Blue Devils. Now Swanson in the paint. Puts a high arcing shot. No good. Rebound Davey inside. Stolen by the Bays. Here's Newland with it. Across the midcourt line for Brimley. Lost the ball, gets it back. Good defense there. Oh, there's a bump there. That's about an obvious call as you'll ever see, Ray, as offensive foul on Brimley.
Yeah, I mean, we...
That's against Newland, his second.
Yeah, and that's why you play good defense. One thing that Sue does consistently is they try and get low into your body as close as you can and frustrate you.
Halfway through this second quarter, 13-13 tie. Suhai yet to score here in the second. They led 13-8 after one. Now here's Davey, top of the circle. He'll back it up, being guarded by Lippinen. Right of the lane, Feebles to Davey. Davey drives the baseline, contact, and that's going to be the seventh team foul on Brimley, and that's going to go against number 32, Alec Hill, his second. That'll send Suhai for a 1-1 free throw opportunity.
Those fouls in that spot drove me nuts because he has
no shot. Yeah, behind the backboard, literally.
Yes.
So that'll send the Blue Devils to the free throw line. As Jake Davey will shoot two. Suhai, 2 of 2 from the free throw line so far. Brimley, 1 of 5.
And I was just going to say, that's a huge difference
sure
in this
is.
Game right now is free throw shooting.
Davey's free throw up and good. So Jake with 5 to lead all Blue Devil scores. And Suhai regains their lead. It's 14-13.
I mean, ideally, as coaches want you to shoot 80%. From the free throw line.
Second free throw up and good. So Davey with 6. Suhai a perfect 4 of 4 from the charity stripe. And they lead Brimley 15-13 with 3:40 to play in the second quarter.
And Suhai's in a 1-3-1 trapping defense to try and change the momentum here.
Now here's Newland with it along the baseline. Triple team. Newland gets it up top. A long three by LeBlanc. That one short. Rebound picked up by the Blue Devils. Almost a travel there, but keeping the dribble alive is Feebles. Feebles drives. Nice pass inside, finding a wide open Swanson, who puts it in. He has 4. The Blue Devils lead by 4.
Great job by Swanson. Get down to that low block and just wait.
Now at the midcourt line, the Bays with it. Over on the far sideline, Newland. Newland being guarded by Swanson. Now on the near side, LeBlanc. Go between the circles on the right wing to Newland. Now Newland over to Lippinen inside. Nice pass. Finding Pomeroy. Pomeroy with 6 in the quarter. 10 in the game in the Bays trail by 2 with 2:50 to play in the second.
And that's how you beat a 1-3-1. Move it around and get the ball short corner into the low block.
Now Olszewski at the free throw line. Stops and pops and hits it. Hits it, I should say.
Yep, nothing but net, I was going to add.
Carter Olszewski with 4 and the Blue Devils lead by 4. 2:30 to play in the second. Now drawing the double team, Newland. LeBlanc with the ball, trying the triple team. Now Lippinen looking inside for Steglin. Steglin back out. That's going to be an over and back as the Bays will touch it, and Suhai will get the ball.
Yeah. Sometimes with this group, when they do the one-through-one, they almost go too aggressive.
Right.
You shouldn't be triple teaming.
Yeah, too many triple teams far for Suhai.
The plus side is they're so athletic that they can recover
get back and
save themselves.
Now Davey with it for the Blue Devils. They lead by 4, 2:15 to play in the second quarter. Davey along the baseline. Getting it to Haller. He launches the three. That one's too strong. Rebound inside Feebles. He puts the shot off the glass. No. Ball batted around, and that might be a stepping on the sideline by the Bays, so Suhai will get it.
Yeah, and see, I was wondering if they're going to call a foul because...
Could have been, yeah. So Suhai with the ball. 2 minutes exactly left in the second quarter. 19-15, the Blue Devils lead. Now Davey with left-handed dribble, switching hands at the free throw line. Gets it out to Haller. Over to Feebles, top of the circle. Back to Davey. Now Davey. At the free throw line, pass to Swanson. Swanson almost bobbled and gets it back. Nice move. Swanson puts it off the glass and in. Beautiful move again by Bennett Swanson. He has 6.
Yes, nice up and under move and a little finger roll to polish it off.
6-point lead for the Blue Devils. 1:30 left in the second quarter. So we had a bit of a run here after not scoring for the first 4 minutes of this quarter. Now Steglin near corner. Nice pass over to Ennis. He launches a long two. That one way off. That almost hit the top of the backboard. Here's Suhai with numbers 2-on-0. Swanson lays it up. No good. Following up, Feebles on the rebound. Puts it in. Vinny with 4, and the Blue Devils have their biggest lead. It's 8.
I think Feebles was just pass off the backboard to Swanson.
I think so. We'll call it an assist, Ray.
Yes.
Now the ball will go off a Brimley player. So Brimley getting a little sloppy here towards the end of the second half. Suhai with the ball leading 23-15. 1:03 to play in the second.
And that's one thing that Suhai doesn't technically do this the way they're supposed to, but they're so athletic that they create havoc and frustrate teams and force them into turnovers.
Now Davey across the midcourt line for the Blue Devils on the right wing, Haller. Haller bounce pass up top, Feebles. Now Feebles over to McShane. McShane back up top, Haller. He launches a three. That one rims out. Rebound inside picked up by Hill for the Bays.
Yeah, Hill's got really long arms, very athletic inside.
40 seconds left. Bays with the ball trailing by 8.
And now Suhai switched to a man-to-man.
Now here's LeBlanc with it. Bays almost lost it. Ennis keeps it alive. Hill on the left wing. 25 seconds left. See if the Bays play for the last shot. Nope, they're going to shoot a 3. LeBlanc, no good. Rebound inside picked up by the Blue Devils. That's Feebles. 15 seconds left. See if the Blue Devils play for the last shot. Haller, left wing, 3. Yes, sir!
I was going to say, if you can get a great shot, you take the shot.
Can't pass that up, and Haller hits at his first three, and it's 26-15 with 3 seconds left. Ennis looking inside. Hill at the buzzer, no good. At halftime, the Suhai Blue Devils lead the Brimley Bays by the score of 26-15 in boys basketball. We will take a break and come back with our halftime show. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil Basketball on your official home for Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason in for Dave Watson on this Thursday night, joined by Ray Bell. We are at halftime of our Suhai Blue Devil boys basketball game, and the Blue Devils with a nice run, Ray, to end that second quarter. They lead the Brimley Bays by the score of 26-15. Your thoughts on what's transpired here so far?
Well, I liked the great start, and then we kind of lost our mojo and didn't run an efficient offense. A great timeout by Coach Fitzner after that timeout. Suhai went on a 13-2 run. He got them back squared on offense, what we want to do and how we want to move. He changed things up with his 1-3-1 zone, and that got some easy buckets for the Sioux and helped spur that comeback.
Suhai led in scoring so far tonight by Jake Davey and Bennett Swanson. They each have 6 points, 4 points from Carter Oshelski and Vinny Feebles, and 3 points each from Riley Cox and Dominic Haller. For the Brimley Bays, they are being led in scoring by Brandon Pomeroy, who leads all scorers right now with 10 points on the night. Caleb Lippinen with 4 points, and Graydon Newland 1. And certainly if you're Brimley, you want more than 3 people scoring in a half. That's something they'll want to work on.
Yeah, you do. And, I mean, that's one thing where Suhai has had a variety of different scores. They don't have one dominant score.
We have a final score in already from Newberry. The Suhai girls defeated Newberry by the score of 62-37. Thanks to Dave Watson for that update. And we do have an update on tomorrow night's girls game. That'll be our next broadcast here on 1230 WSOO with Dave Watson. Just heard from head coach Pat Bennett. The game is on tomorrow, so we will have that broadcast of Suhai girls basketball as they will take on Petoskey. We'll take our final break here in our halftime show. When Ray and I come back, we'll have the start of the second half of play from the Carl Parker Memorial Gymnasium in Brimley. Again, our score at halftime, Suhai with a 26-15 lead over Brimley in boys basketball. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Carl Parker Memorial Gymnasium on this beautiful mid-March day in the Eastern Upper Peninsula. Our score at halftime, the Suhai Blue Devils lead the Brimley Bays by the score of 26-15. We just mentioned the Suhai girls victorious at Newberry just a little bit ago by the score of 62-37. The Suhai hockey team had their season end down in Tawas as they lost their regional semifinal to Alpena by the score of 3-2. Looking at our broadcast schedule over the next couple days, we'll have Suhai Blue Devil girls basketball here on 1230 WSOO tomorrow night as the Blue Devils take on Petoskey in their regular season finale. Dave Watson will be back and have the call of that one, starting with the tip-off show around 7 o'clock. We also have Laker hockey over on Yes FM with Matt Pocket as the Lakers will be taking on Bemidji State. 8 o'clock pregame show on Yes FM. And Ray, I'm making the trek to Mankato early tomorrow morning to check the action. It should be good weather, and certainly Laker hockey has a good chance to make the NCAA tournament, something they haven't done in 25 years.
Yeah, that's really awesome. What a great season they're having, and perfect timing with weather for you to drive out to Mankato. It's more like spring than it is winter.
Yes, we certainly hopefully we'll get there right around game time. Be leaving probably about 9 in the morning. That should give us enough time to see that. If the Lakers win tomorrow night, the championship game is set for Saturday night. And if the Lakers are in it, Matt Pocket will have the call of that one right around 8 o'clock over on Yes FM. So we're just about to start action here in Brimley. The Bays with the ball trailing 26-15. Brandon Pomeroy leading their scoring efforts with 10. And for the Blue Devils, Jake Davey and Bennett Swanson with 6 points each. Now the Bays with it. Just three players have scored. Now a quick steal gotten right back by LeBlanc. He moves it over to Lippinen long two. That one short. Pomeroy again underneath. He's gotten a lot of rebounds, and he scored his 11th and 12th point right there.
Yeah, and that would have was a spot that Suhai should have boxed him out. No one touched him, and he got the easy rebound.
Bays trail by 9 with the ball, or rather the Blue Devils with the ball. Now here's Cox over at the far sideline, right of the lane, bounce pass inside to McShane. He looks for Swanson, and that's going to be a, what we got there, Ray, a travel?
No, 3 seconds in the lane.
3 second violation, so Brimley gets it back.
Yeah, not a good possession at all. Too many people, too close, poor floor spacing.
Now the Bays with it. Lapine, top of the circle on the right wing. That's Newland. Newland, pass inside to Pomeroy. His shot short. Rebound picked up by LaPlante. Now quickly to Cox. Cox drives. Lost the ball. Picked right back up by Newland for the Bays. Now Newland almost loses it as he almost had to go to the floor across the midcourt line. LeBlanc. Now LeBlanc drives the baseline. Puts up the runner. That one way off. Picked up by Swanson for the Blue Devils. Here's Swanson driving the paint. Swanson in. Shot. Good.
Nice job. Instead of continuing, he had a little pause, went up with a nice little soft touch around the basket.
That Suhai girls basketball game, my mistake on that one. The game starts at 5:30. So Dave Watson will have the pregame show around 5:15 tomorrow. Thank you again. Pat's like my truth serum.
Yes. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, because the varsity's going first tomorrow.
Right. Varsity doubleheader. Pat keeping me in check. Now here's the Blue Devils with it. Shot off the glass and good. That one by McShane, his first 2 points. And the Blue Devils lead by 11.
Yeah, nice finish. And Suhai's, when they score, they go to a 1-3-1 zone.
Now inside, Pomeroy had that one stolen. Nice play there by McShane. Here come the Blue Devils. Davey over to Swanson, left of the lane, drawing the double team. Swanson up top to Davey. He launches the three. Yes, sir!
And I like how Davey took that step back to make sure he was a three-point basket.
Timeout by head coach Jock LeBlanc for the Brimley Bays. Suhai starting off the second half very nicely. They lead by the score of 33-17, and again, good shooting outside by the Blue Devils to start the second half, Ray.
Yep. Get that transition. You get some good feels. Brimley's got to commit to stop the ball, and it's going to leave the wide-open shooters open, and Suhai's knocking them down.
NCAA basketball, the play-in games, if you will, tonight. Texas Southern over Mount St. Mary, 60-52. I had Texas Southern in my bracket. Midway through the second half, Wichita State leading Drake, 37-28. Don't have Wichita State winning that one, right?
Yeah, neither did I, so.
Coming up at 8:40, Norfolk. Whoa, can't say that. Norfolk State taking on Appalachian State. That one starting at 8:40. And then you have the big game, at least for me, Michigan State, UCLA, 9:57. Ray, we should be home for that. Who do you like in that one?
I have Michigan State winning, so.
I do, too. And Pat Benham would be happy to hear that I'm picking Alabama to win the whole thing. I know he's a huge Crimson Tide fan, especially in football. Here come the texts. Off the timeout, the Bays with it. On the right wing, Newland. Newland up top to LeBlanc. LeBlanc bounce pass inside. Lippinen lost the ball, picked up by the Blue Devils. And that's going to be, a jump ball situation as
yes.
Stegelin and Swanson battle for that ball. That'll give the ball to the Bays.
And I think what Coach LeBlanc wants Brimley to do is get the ball inside. As you drive, there are openings to Pomeroy, but Brimley is just a half second too late getting the pass in there.
Now Suhai with the ball up top on the right wing, Davey. Davey bounce pass, Swanson, and that's going to be an offensive foul, I believe, on Swanson.
Yeah, good call. I mean, he bumped back and cleared him out, kind of like Newland for Brimley did earlier in the game. So that's what you like with officials, consistency in how they're going to call the game.
Now a steal by the Blue Devils. Swanson's going to lay it up and lay it in. As Bennett Swanson now in double digits with 10 points, and Suhai has their biggest lead. It's 35-17, 5:10 to play in the third.
Rookie mistake. You don't dribble through two players. Pass the ball.
Now pass inside Pomeroy. That's going to be a foul, I think, on Davey.
Yeah.
That'll be the second team foul and just the first on Davey.
Yeah, Davey was caught behind, tried to go over the top. Kind of poor positioning on his part, but good feed by Brimley to draw the foul.
5:03 to play in the third quarter. 35-17 in favor of Suhai. They've led throughout. Brimley tied it at 13, but it's been Suhai leading pretty much the whole way.
Yes.
Now pass over to Ennis on the left wing for the Bays. Lippinen back far corner. Newland drawing the double team. Now that's going to be stolen again by Swanson. Nice play to keep it alive. Swanson in the near corner. Now drive the baseline, putting it off the glass. No good. He did everything but score on that one. We're going to have another jump ball underneath, and that'll give the ball to Brimley.
Yeah, he had that Brimley player just faked right out.
Oh, he's making a lot of those moves
here.
Must have learned those from his dad. I don't know. Sitting right below our broadcast booth. Now here's Lippinen up top to Newland. Newland over to Lippinen near corner, looking inside. That one's stolen by the Blue Devils as Cox picks it up. Now across the midcourt line, Davey. Davey over on the near side, Swanson, long two. That one off the back iron. Rebound inside, picked up by Pomeroy for the Bays.
Yeah, McShane almost made a great rebound, but it's just out of his reach.
Now Newland with it. Brimley looking for some points. They've only scored two here in this quarter. Suhai has scored nine. Now over along the far sideline, the Bays with it. Ennis on the right wing to Newland, being guarded by Swanson. Now Newland over on the right wing to Lippinen. He launches a three. Yes, sir. Caleb Lippinen with seven, and that cuts the lead to 15.
And if you're Brimley, you got to make those shots. Lippinen's had quite a few shots, so if he starts getting hot, Suhai will have to make an adjustment.
Now the Blue Devils with it. Davey on the right wing. Cox along the near side. Davey up top. McShane thought about the three. Now he gets over to Cox. Cox on the right wing will drive. Will bounce pass to Swanson. Swanson, another move, putting up the shot. No good. Rebound inside, picked up by the Bays.
I'm sure these bigger post players look at Swanson and they go, I got you. And then they try and follow his move.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Now the Bays with it. Up top, Ennis. And that's going to be a travel. Ennis, I think, thought about driving, but he picked up his step and will have the travel.
Yeah. You got to catch square. Be ready to shoot or drive.
Checking in for the Blue Devils, Haller, along with Walter.
And now if you're Sioux subbing in, you want to keep the momentum going. So keep running your offense, keep getting good shots and knocking them down when you get the opportunity.
3:05 to play in this third quarter. Blue Devils with the ball, leading by 15. Now a steal by Hill for the Bays. That one bounces up in the air, picked up by the Blue Devil Swanson. Now Swanson inside. Another move. That one blocked by Pomeroy, and Hill picks it up.
Yeah, Swanson should have switched to his left hand. That was his only hope.
Now top of the circle, double teamed, and that's going to be, oh, nothing. They didn't call anything.
Yeah.
Looked like a jump ball, but Sioux High will get it. Now Haller in the lane. Haller with the runner. That one rattles in. Dom Haller with 5 points. The Blue Devils lead by 17, 2:30 to play in the third quarter.
That's why you always play the whistle.
Yeah. Now Pomeroy draws a double team. Looking inside Hill, that's going to be a foul before the shot. That's going to go on Haller, his first team foul, number 3 for the Blue Devils.
Yep, and that is open if Brimley looks right away. Haller's got to slide down sooner so he's in front and cut off that pass.
Now the Bays with it on the left wing. That's Hornstra. Hornstra's pass way out of the reach of Pomeroy. You had to be about 7 foot to catch that pass, Ray.
Yep.
You and I wouldn't make that one.
No. No, not even close. He was the right decision, but the pass was way too high.
Blue Devils with it, leading 37-20, 2:15 left in this third quarter. Oshelski across the midcourt line for the Blue Devils. Oshelski now on the right wing, being guarded by Newland. Pass inside. It's going to be a kick ball, I believe. We'll stay with the Blue Devils.
Yeah. That might have been better, reverse the ball around, because if he's playing that far off where he can kick it, it's not going to be a good pass.
Now Campbell inbound. He's back in for the Blue Devils. Oshelski top of the circle. Switches hands with the dribble. Pass to Campbell. Now Campbell in the paint. Lost the ball. Gets it back. Lost it again. Gets it back. Nicely to Haller. Haller on the right wing. Up top to Feebles. 1:50 left in this third quarter. Now Feebles finds some space. He lays it off the glass and in. He has 6, and the Blue Devils lead by 19.
Yeah, there's not too many players that can guard Feebles one-on-one when he's in open space.
Now across the midcourt line, the Bays with it. Another pass just a little too strong for Hornstra. Picked up by Oshelski for the Blue Devils. Minute 30 left in the third. Nice pass by Oshelski, finding a wide-open Campbell, and he puts it in off the glass and in. We're going to have a timeout, I believe, with 1:26 to play in the third quarter. It's all Sioux High, Ray. They lead 41-20.
Yeah, and the difference of the game is how effective you are on offense. The Sioux High is running their offense. They're making good passes so the Sioux players can catch it, score, make a move, or move it to the next play. Brimley, their passes are just off. They're too slow. They're too late. And they're not efficient. And it's allowing Sioux High to jump the passing lanes, get the loose balls, and turn that into fast break baskets.
Sioux High girls winning earlier today at Newberry by the score of 62-37, breaking a rare one-game losing streak with that squad. They will be at Petoskey tomorrow night. Dave Watson will have the call right here on 1230 WSOO. That game's time start 5:30, so Dave will have the pregame show at 5:15 from Petoskey. Should be a pretty good game, I think, for the girls. I'm not sure how Petoskey is doing this year, Ray, but they're always good.
Yeah, Petoskey is much improved, so, and it's nice for Sioux High girls that you have a kind of a comfortable win tonight. You get your scoring confidence back. You get a game where you can play more players, kind of rest your legs, because your legs you're going to need for the district run.
Yeah, district play will start for the Blue Devil boys on Tuesday at Boyne City. That game will be at 6:45 right here on 1230 WSOO with the pregame show with yours truly filling in for Dave Watson and Ray Bell. And then Dave and Ray will be at Sheboygan as the Blue Devil girls will take on at Kalkaska. That one will start at 5:30. Now a long two, no good by Brimley. They get the ball back underneath. That's Stenglin. He missed the shot. Third opportunity. Ball goes to the Blue Devils. Now here's Walter with it. Walter over to Haller. Now Haller, right of the lane, gets it outside to Walter. Looking inside, Campbell. Campbell, nice spin move, putting up the shot and putting it in. Callum Campbell with 4, and the Blue Devils lead 43-20 with 40 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Great possession by Sioux High. Good ball movement, unselfish play.
Now a block by Oshelski. Bays come up with it. They've only scored 5 points in this quarter. Now here's Hill underneath. He puts it up, no good. Rebound picked up by Walter for the Blue Devils. 20 seconds left here in the third quarter. Walter with it. See if Suhai plays for the last shot. Olszewski over to Haller. Back to Olszewski on the right wing. Now Haller has it. Haller inside. Puts a shot off the glass. No good. Rebound Campbell. Ran out of real estate. Missing the shot. Now the Bays have it. Here's Lipponen. Lipponen's pass inside Newland. He lays it off the glass and in. He has three. And after three quarters of play here in Brimley, it's all Suhai. They lead by the score of 43-22. We will take a break and be back with our fourth quarter. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason in it for Dave Watson on this Thursday night, joined by Ray Bell. Fourth quarter just beginning here in Brimley. It's been all Suhai in boys basketball. They lead by the score of 43-22. Leading the way right now in scoring for the Blue Devils, Bennett Swanson with 10, Brandon Pomeroy with 12 for the Bays. Suhai with the ball to start this fourth quarter. Walter inside to Campbell. Now Campbell in the paint, had that one blocked by Pomeroy, and the Bays have it.
A good block.
Now Brimley. In the paint, Newland at the free throw line. Trying to find someone open. He finds LeBlanc. He launches the three. That one's short. LeBlanc gets his own rebound. That goes off the hands of a Blue Devil player, so we'll stay with Brimley.
Yeah, and if Brimley's going to come back, they have to make those outside threes to open things up.
Now Brimley to inbound. Newland. Lob pass on the right wing to Lipponen. Now here's LeBlanc drives. Pass to Pomeroy, finding him open. Pomeroy puts it in. He has 14, and the Bays cut the Blue Devil lead to 19.
And credit Suhai. They haven't given Pomeroy too many looks, because when he does, he scores.
Now Walter, high off the glass, up and in. He just took that ball and went all the way down and put it in for his first 2 points.
Yeah, I think he won the pass, but no one guarded him, so he kept going.
Now Pomeroy, we're going to have a travel, as Pomeroy got the ball, but there was a travel beforehand, so Suhai gets it back.
Yeah, Brimley's waiting too long to make that pass out of the double team. As soon as they start to come, you need to move the ball.
Suhai with the ball. 7 minutes left in this fourth quarter. They lead Brimley 45-24. Second to last regular season game for the Blue Devils. They'll take on Petoskey tomorrow. Now here's Olszewski with the shot. No good. Rebound inside. LaPlante had it blocked. And here's Brimley with it. LeBlanc underneath. He'll lay it up at the right hand and in. His first 2 points. Just the fourth Brimley player to score in this one. And they trail once again by 19.
And actually, that should have been a basket. Suhai's got to cover back.
Now Haller right wing, three off the back iron. Rebound picked up by Walter as Coach Fitzner had a bottle go on the floor, but he got it back. Now LaPlante inside. And that's going to be the first free throws in the second half, as that foul will go on Pomeroy, his second. And so at the line for Suhai, number 34, Ryan LaPlante, looking for his first points.
Ryan Swanson, Feebles do such a great job of making moves and using their footwork to their advantage to set themselves up for scoring opportunities or free throws.
So LaPlante puts in his first point on the free throw. Suhai a perfect 5 of 5 from the free throw line. And nice looking free throws there. Good arc, and he sinks them both. Make it 6 for 6 from the line, and Suhai leads by 21, 6:20 to play.
Suhai in a 1-3-1 defense here after made baskets.
Now on the left wing, Newland's three. That one rattles out. Rebound inside, picked up by LeBlanc. His shot misses as well. And the Blue Devils come up the rebound. Olszewski now quickly across the midcourt line. He had his pocket picked. And that's going to be an easy layup for Newland, laying it up off the high glass and in. Newland with 5. And the Bays trail by 19 with 6 minutes left.
A nice steal by Newland, because that saved 2 points for Suhai.
Now Walter across the midcourt line for the Blue Devils on the left wing, being guarded by LeBlanc. Up top to Haller, bounce pass inside, Swanson. That one will be an over and back as the pass just out of the reach of Haller, and Bays get it back.
Yeah, Haller made the nice pass in, but then you got to slide to a spot where you can get the return pass, and that's where Swanson was anticipating him to move.
Bays with the ball, 5:40 to play in this fourth quarter. They trail by 19. Now a double team in the far corner, Newland. He gets it on the left wing to Lipponen. Now Lipponen. At the midcourt line, over on the left side, Newland. Now Newland pass, finding again, wide open, Pomeroy. He's had a lot of those tonight. He puts in more points, his 16th point. And it's 47-30 the Sioux with 5:20 to play.
Yeah, that's been the one mistake the Sioux has made, is that spot has been open. Brimley just hasn't cashed in all that much to it.
Now the Bays get the ball back. Right of the lane, a shot short by LeBlanc. Gets his own rebound, Steglin. Up top, here's Newland with the three off the backboard and in. And Brimley on a bit of a run here, Ray. They've cut the lead to 14.
Yep. All it takes is a couple of baskets to get yourself feeling confidence, feeling like you can do it.
Coach Mike Fitzner wanting a timeout. 4:52 to play in this fourth quarter. We still got a ball game here. Sioux High leads, but right now it's 47-33.
You kind of go back to Olszewski has the ball coming up. Sioux's should get an easy basket. They have a 3-on-2. He maybe looking back, waits one dribble too long. He gets his pocket picked. Instead of Sioux scoring, Brimley scores, and then Brimley gets momentum. People get excited. Once you get excited, you get more energy. Basketball, a lot of times, is a game of energy and ups and downs. And right now, the Sioux's got to settle things down, work, and make sure you get a really good shot, get a basket, get back to playing your defense. Don't let them get the ball inside for those easy buckets.
Coach's Corner, Saturday morning right here on 1230 WSO with Dave Watson. He'll have the show starting at 11:05 with the Scores That Matter, and he will be interviewing Bill Crawford, voice of Laker hockey, and Sioux High girls head basketball coach Pat Bennon, all on Coach's Corner, 11:05 right here on 1230 WSOO. And Monday night, we usually have our sports show, The Game, over on ESPN 1400, but we will not have a show this week. I was actually going to interview Pat Bennon, as I will be covering EUP Conference girls basketball districts in Pickford over on Country 105. Now Sioux High off the timeout with the ball. Davey in the paint. He rattles that one in. Jake Davey now in double digits with 11, and Sioux High leads by 16.
And Brimley pressed. If you're going to press, the best way to get the press off is put it back at him and score.
Now Pomeroy left of the lane puts it up and in. He's had a nice game. He has 18.
Yes, he's got a good he can score from inside in that mid-range shot. He's really effective at.
Blue Devils with the ball, 4:20 to play in this fourth quarter. They lead Brimley 49-35. Brimley's going to need a lot of good defense here to try to get back in this one. They've cut the 21-point lead to 14, but now time will become an issue here shortly.
Yeah, Lippinen has done a really good job of pestering the Sioux High guards into some turnovers.
Now Davey almost has it stolen. Left elbow shot, McShane. He puts it up and in. McShane with four. And Sioux High leads by 16 halfway through this fourth quarter.
Yeah, he was wide open, and I think he was kind of surprised how open he was.
Now Steglin quickly gets it to Lippinen. His two-point opportunity no good, and that will go out of bounds. We'll stay with the Bays.
And now it's going to be a game of tempo. Brimley's going to want to speed things up, get quicker shots, increase the tempo. Sioux High is going to be machine-like and be more effective.
Now a shot inside, Pomeroy no good. Second opportunity, no, but Brandon Pomeroy will shoot two free throws for the Bays. This is their first free throws in the second half. They're just 1 of 5 on the night.
And if you're Brimley, to make you got to make these free throws. Every opportunity you get to score, especially when the clock's not moving, because now, like you said, the clock is becoming more of an enemy to Brimley than the Sioux.
So Pomeroy's free throw, that one hit every part of the rim and goes in.
Well, the way he's scoring tonight, that's probably not
sure
a surprise.
Is. He has 19 to lead all scorers, and he'll shoot one more free throw. 51-36, Blue Devils, 3:42 left in the fourth.
Now, Brimley, or if you're the Sioux, you've got to make sure you box out. Don't give up an easy basket.
Second free throw up and in by Pomeroy, so he makes them both. He now has 20, and the Bays trail by 14. Now Sioux High breaks the press. Driving his feebles, putting up a shot short. Rebound picked up by Pomeroy. I think if you're Sioux High, you don't want to shoot that quick, Ray.
No, I want a layup. I don't want to contest it. That was not an easy shot.
Now along the baseline, we're going to have a travel on Perry LeBlanc, and so that'll give the ball back to the Blue Devils.
The feebles was able to take it coast to coast because Pomeroy was his man just playing a one-man zone. But you are right. That's not, you want a high percentage shot.
Timeout on the court, 51-37 Blue Devils here in Brimley. Again, we'll have Sioux High Blue Devil girls basketball tomorrow night right here on 1230 WSOO with Dave Watson as the Blue Devil girls will take on Petoskey, starting with the tip-off show at 5:15. And we will have Laker hockey over on our sister station, Today's Hits 99.5 Yes FM with Matt Pocket as the Lakers take on Bemidji State. Matt will have the pregame show around 8 o'clock. I will be joining him in Mankato, but not on the broadcast. That's his show. That's him and Bill. I'm not getting involved in any of that. I'm going to be sitting in the stands with the mask, maybe eating popcorn if they sell it. Ray, I kind of miss all the concessions that we're used to at some of these. Brimley always has good popcorn here. Guess I'm going to have to stop somewhere on the ride home.
Yes, you might have to sneak and eat it so someone doesn't see you eating it. But, yeah, that is a big change from last year.
Yes. I don't know if I'm going to have any leftover corned beef that I made last night. First attempt at it, and let's just say wasn't well received at the Nason household.
Well, I do a pretty good job. Maybe I'll teach you how to do it someday.
I could use it. The rest of the St. Patrick's Day traditions went very well. Let's just put it that way, yes. Sioux High off the timeout, 3:15 to play in the fourth quarter. They have the ball leading 51-34. Now at the free throw line, McShane Swanson in the paint. We'll get it out to Oshelski. Oshelski over to McShane. Now along the baseline, shot off the glass and one. As that's number 22, Vinny Feebles, with now 8 points, and certainly Sioux High spreading the ball around. Lots of players on the score sheet tonight, Ray.
And that's what they, Coach Fitzner wants, good ball movement. You want to work the ball so you're getting whoever has the best position to shoot it to shoot it. And they work it around and just take what the defense gives them.
That foul on Ennis, his second, just the second team foul here in this second half for Brimley. Sioux High with just four, so not a lot of free throws here tonight. Now a long three over on the far side. No good by LeBlanc. Gets his own rebound, and he'll be fouled, and he will go to the free throw line, shooting two for Brimley.
And that's a mistake by Sioux High. LeBlanc got the shot, which is fine. After you shoot, you have to box out. He should not be able to go in and get his own rebound.
That foul on Vinny Feebles, his second, and the first free throw no good by LeBlanc. He'll shoot one more. 2:50 to play in this one. Sioux High with a 53-37 lead, looking for their sixth win of the season. Second free throw up, and that one good by LeBlanc. He has 3 points on the night. That cuts the lead to 15 with 2:45 to play. Now Oshelski, nice dribbling across the midcourt line. Getting it to Feebles. Now Feebles will back it up outside the arc between the circles to Oshelski on the left wing. McShane. At the free throw line, finds some space off the high glass. No good. Rebound picked up by Hill. Brimley's got to hurry. They've got to make up a lot of points in 2:25.
Good offensive possession by Sioux High. That was a good shot by McShane that just didn't go in.
Now a runner in the lane short by the Bays, and then Newland on the rebound. We'll put it up and in. He has 7 in the quarter. 10 on the night. That cuts the lead to 13 with 2:10 left. Now Oshelski at the free throw line. Over to Feebles. Now Feebles, nice behind the back dribble. Does it again. Now Feebles inside, right at Pomeroy. He puts it off the glass and in. Vinny Feebles in double digits with 10. So you have Davey with 11, Swanson with 10, and Feebles with 10. Now a long three near side. Good by Caleb Lippinen. He has 10, and Coach LeBlanc calls a timeout. 1:47 left in the fourth quarter. Not done yet, but it's close. Sioux High leads 55-43.
And you kind of wonder, where was this earlier from Brimley? The more up-tempo, more confident. Take the shots, take the threes if you've got it. Their body language looks a whole lot different right now. Lippinen, Newland, LeBlanc, when they're shooting now, they look confident shooting, where before there was maybe that hesitation, should I shoot, shouldn't I? And if you're Sioux High, they have got to start rebounding better. They're giving up way too many second chance opportunities. And I think they're kind of thinking, we're going to win this game. But if you keep letting them get opportunities, you can lose this game in a hurry.
Brimley will be hosting their district in Division 4, District 101. They will start play on Tuesday night against Ojibwe Charter. And the winner of that one will advance to the district final to face Rudyard next Thursday. The other district final in 101 Division 4 is between Engadine and Newberry. The district final set for Saturday, March 27th. Say Rudyard's a pretty heavy favorite in that one. They got a pretty good squad, Ray. We've seen them a couple times this year.
Yeah, they're a very good squad, and they've been improving as the year's gone along.
Now off the timeout, Davey with it over to McShane, faking the three. Again, Sioux High, no need to rush a shot right now in control, leading by 12, and we're going to have a foul on the Bays. And again, Brimley, if they're going to foul, they're going to have to do it quickly because that's just their third team foul.
Yeah, Coach LeBlanc, you be aggressive. Don't worry about getting a foul. Go for the steal because, like you said, there's not much time left.
And now we have a foul again on Brimley. That'll be their fourth. That'll go against Newland, his third.
Yeah. And personally, I would prefer my players go for the steal. Don't just a foul to foul. Make it a worthwhile. Maybe you get a steal.
Now McShane inbound. Bounce pass at the midcourt line to Feebles. Now Feebles going to be fouled. That will be the fifth team foul, so we'll have to do it a couple more times. The Bays.
Yeah, Sue was lucky there. I thought Feebles was going to get his pocket pick because he turned into a double team.
That foul on Newland, his fourth. Now Pomeroy, he has a foul, and that'll be the sixth team foul. So we're going at a snail's pace here, Ray.
Yep.
That'll be Pomeroy's third. So the next foul will send Sue High to the line. There's Feebles with it. Over to Davey underneath. Now Davey off the high glass rattles that one in, and you'll take that if you're Sue High.
Yeah, I was going to say, if Pomeroy's going to guard Feebles way out there, spread the floor and let him go one and one.
All sorts of contact there, and that's going to be a foul on Feebles as he didn't have good position underneath. That'll be his third. 57-43 Sue High. Minute 9 left at the sixth team foul on the Blue Devils. Now up top, Lippinen on the right wing. Newland. Brimley needs this one. Newland's shot short. Rebound picked up by Newland. Now Newland finds all sorts of space. He missed the layup. I was about to mark it down. Pomeroy hasn't missed much. He puts it in. He has 22, and it's a 12-point game. 50 seconds left. Now Feebles gets across. Almost got across the midcourt line. We have a foul, so that'll send Feebles to the line, shooting a 1-1.
First, I thought Feebles was going to get tackled because the way the Brimley kid was coming over, but he did slow up and just reach out. So
that foul on Lippinen, his first. So at the line for the Blue Devils, number 22, Vinny Feebles. He has 10 points on the night. Just his last free throw opportunity. Puts this free throw up and rattles that one in. Feebles now with 11.
And that's what you want. You want to make your free throws. Coach Fitchner's coaching on the side, talking to his two guards, Davey and Oshowski, about how you're going to play this and control this the last 2 minutes.
Feebles misses the second free throw. Bays with it, trailing by 13. Now on the right wing, a three up and in by Newland. He's heating up in this fourth quarter. He has 10 in the quarter, and it's a 10-point game with 36 seconds left. So we'll play the foul and free throw game for a bit more here, Ray.
That was a legit three.
Yes, it was.
That was a good shot.
That foul on LeBlanc, his second. So, again, it'll be a 1-1 opportunity, the eighth team foul. So, if Davey misses this and Brimley can get a quick three, make things interesting, if nothing else. But Davey does miss the free throw, picked up by Pomeroy. So, Bays hanging on for dear life here. They need quick scores. Now, a nice block underneath by Swanson. You might think he just let him have the layup, but he made the great defensive play.
He just baited him into it.
Now in the far corner, a three. That one's good as well by LeBlanc. And now Sue High will be fouled at the midcourt line. So a 7-point game, Ray, with 20 seconds left.
Yep. And kind of going back to basic, you got to make the free throws.
Yep.
Basketball comes down, you got to make shots. Brimley's doing what they have to do to put themselves in a position to maybe make a momentous comeback here.
1-1 opportunity for Davey. Davey's free throw, he hits it. That's a big one there, making an 8-point lead with 20 seconds left. So you get this one, and it's a three-possession game with 20 seconds left. Would take a whole heck of a lot.
Yes.
Davey's second free throw up. That one rattles out, rebounded by the Blue Devils. Big rebound for Feebles. He gets it to Davey, over to Oshelski. Now Swanson's going to be fouled, and that's pretty much going to do it, Ray. 13 seconds left. Sue High will get two free throws, leading by 9.
Yes, Feebles made quite the acrobatic kind of behind-the-back pass. He's very athletic.
So at the line, Bennett Swanson. He has 10 points on the night. First free throw, no good. We'll be talking to Sue High head basketball coach Mike Fitzner during our post game. Probably won't be thrilled with the way they closed it out, but certainly has to like the result and the effort tonight as Swanson hits the second free throw. He has 11, 13 seconds left, 60-51 Sue High. Bays put a valiant effort, but they're going to come up a bit short as a shot missed there, picked up by McShane. 3 seconds, McShane's going to lay it up and put icing on the cake for the Sue High Blue Devils as they will win this game by the final score of 60-51. We'll take a break and come back with our post-game show. You're listening to Suhai Blue Devil Basketball and your official home for Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason in for Dave Watson on this Thursday night back at the Carl Perk Memorial Gymnasium. Boys basketball, our final score. The Suhai Blue Devils knock off the Brimley Bays by the score of 60-51. We're joined by head coach Mike Fitzner. And coach, certainly balanced scoring tonight. You had three players in double figures, and you had 10 players that scored. Your thoughts on the game?
I didn't think we got off to a great start. You know, again, kind of starting in that second quarter and into the third quarter, I thought, our 1-3-1 defense really got to them, and they were turning it over. They couldn't really get anything going offensively. We got some easy buckets, and I think we extended it out to, 21 or 22 maybe at one point. So I liked that. You know, I obviously didn't like the way we finished the game. I think we got a little bit sloppy down the stretch, but you know, it's a win. You know, it's a step in the right direction. You're building confidence. We got a really tough team tomorrow night that hopefully we can play well against again tomorrow. But you know, we'll take the win. Happy for the guys. You know, with wins, it's a lot more fun in the locker room. Yes. The guys are a little bit more upbeat. And at the end of a tough year like this, as far as just the COVID stuff, it's good to, you know, put some wins on the board.
Were you happy to see the ball distribution, especially early? It really got you off to a good start. I hadn't seen you pass like that all season long, and it just seemed to continue. A very unselfish play, I think,
tonight. Yeah, for the most part, I thought we passed it pretty well, you know, and I think we did another pretty good job of getting the ball inside. You know, our post guys were finally getting big. We were trying to get it in, and I tell them all the time, we don't have to necessarily score it down there, but you know, their whole focus defensively then goes in there. So now we get inside outside threes, or they're running at our shooters and we can drive it back in there. So I mean, that's always going to be a focus of our offense, is playing inside out like that. I thought we did a nice job with that tonight. We were able to knock down some threes, get some stuff around the basket. You know, I think the other thing early on, I think we were a little rushed when we got it around the basket. We were forcing stuff up real quick. I told them, you know, be patient, use some shot fakes, get some stuff up on the glass. Those shots will start going down, and they did. And, you know, it was, like you said, I think we did pass the ball pretty well, pretty unselfish, and certainly good to see that.
Coach, you take on Petoskey tomorrow, a very good squad. What are some of the things that you want to work on maybe that didn't go so well tonight that you want to improve on for tomorrow night's game?
Well, I mean, you know, they're going to be, I mean, they're, you're right. I mean, they're really good, and they're going to be up into us for 32 minutes. I mean, they're full court man-to-man pressure. I mean, and they're scoring a ton of points right now. I think their last two games were 85 and 91 or something like that. And I was joking with another coach. I don't think there's been stretches this year. We haven't put up 91 points in three games combined. So, yeah. I mean, they're scoring a ton of points right now, and we're going to have to really be ready to just, and really what I'm looking for tomorrow night is just compete, you know, just really get after it and give our best effort and follow our rules and try to play our style. But it's going to be a great challenge for us. And I think it's going to be even good for those younger kids to really see not that we haven't seen some good teams. I mean, Eske's very good, Marquette's very good, and we've seen some really good teams already this year. But just to see another good team like that, it can only help us going into next Tuesday at Boyne for our district game. And we'll be ready to compete tomorrow. It should be fun. You know, hopefully there's a decent crowd there, and you know, we have a good night.
Well, Coach, I'll be filling in for Dave Tuesday night in Boyne City. So best of luck tomorrow against Petoskey, and I'll talk to you before Tuesday's district semifinal down in Boyne City.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. That was head coach Mike Fitzner of the Suhai Blue Devils. The Blue Devils victorious by the score of 60-51. Looking at the scoring in the game, Jacob Davey with 14 points to lead the Blue Devils. Vinny Feebles with 11, along with Bennett Swanson. 6 points from Jonah McShane. 4 points each from Carter Olszewski and Callan Campbell. 3 points, Riley Cox. 2 points, Ryan LaPlante and Hunter Walter. For the Brimley Bays, they were led by Brandon Pomeroy. He led all scorers with 22 points on the night. Graydon Newland with 13, Caleb Lipnin with 10, and Perry LeBlanc with 6. With the win, the Blue Devils improved to 6-9, going into their regular season finale tomorrow at home against Petoskey. With the loss, Brimley falls to 4-8, and their next action will be districts here on Tuesday against Ojibwe Charters. We're rejoined by Ray Bell, and a coach, I think Coach Fitzner said it well, you know, good effort for the Blue Devils. Certainly they're not real thrilled with how it ended, kind of letting Brimley back, but overall your thoughts on Suhai's win tonight?
Like you kind of said with Coach Fitzner, we both thought when the Suhai looked the best, they were moving the ball around, very efficient, very unselfish, getting the ball inside out, reversing the ball side to side. That's when they looked their best. At times they got sloppy. The defense was aggressive. At times they kind of forgot to box out. Overall, it's a good thing. They've improved a lot as the year's gone along, and ultimately, coaches, you want your team to improve as the year goes along, so you're ideally playing your best basketball at the end. But you've gotten, if someone was to see their first game and the last game, they can say, whoa, what a big difference. And having watched a lot of their games, they have definitely improved. Their post game inside now is very effective. They're hitting the outside shots. They're doing a good job.
Ray Bell joining us on the broadcast. Ray, we will be meeting again on Tuesday as the districts will start for the Suhai Blue Devils down in Boyne City. We'll have the tip-off show around 6:45, and then Dave Watson will be having the rest of the district action. So, Ray, appreciate you joining us here at the gymnasium here in Brimley. Safe travels back home, and we will talk to you on Tuesday, sir.
Yes, may both of our teams win in the NCAA,
yes.
So we're happy going down
yes.
Tuesday.
Yes. Rock Chalk Jayhawk and Go Green Go White.
Yes.
Drake did win, by the way, 53-52. 2 of 2 so far, Ray.
Good.
Let's keep it going.
Yes.
Keep it going. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
All right, that's going to do it here from the Carl Park Memorial Gymnasium in Brimley, Michigan. Don't forget, we'll have Suhai Blue Devil girls basketball tomorrow night right here on 1230 WSO with Dave Watson as the Blue Devil girls will take on Petoskey. Dave will have the pregame show around 5:15. The girls did win tonight at Newberry by the score of 62-37. And the Suhai hockey team fell in their regional semifinal at Tawas, losing to Alpena by the score of 3-2. Want to thank our broadcast engineer, Frank Blissett, back in the 1230 WSOO studios, doing a great job as always. And thank all of you for listening tonight. If you want to hear the podcast of this broadcast, just go to the website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. That's going to do it here from Brimley. Again, our final score in boys basketball, Suhai improves to 6-9 on the season as they knock off Brimley by the score of 60-51. You have been listening to Suhai Blue Devil Basketball on your official home for Suhai Athletics 1230 WSOO.